Chapter 4. The Pharisees seek to destroy Jesus, the woman in the well, the water of life eternal, the nobleman's son healed. When therefore the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, they sought more diligently some means that they might put him to death. For many received John as a prophet, but they believed not on Jesus. Now the Lord knew this, though he himself baptized not so many as his disciples, for he suffered them for an example, preferring one another. And he left Judea, and departed again into Galilee, and said unto his disciples, I must needs go through Samaria. Then he cometh to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground which Jacob gave to his son Joseph, the place where Jacob's well was. Now Jesus, being weary with his journey, it being about the sixth hour, sat down on the well. And there came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. Now his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Wherefore, he being alone, the woman of Samaria said unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, who am a woman of Samaria? The Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever shall drink of this well shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water which I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, Sir, give me of this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidst thou truly. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, and salvation is of the Jews. And the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. For unto such hath God promised his Spirit, and they who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, who is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I who speak unto thee am the Messiah. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot, and went her way into the city, and said to the men, Come see a man who told me all things that I have ever done. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city, and came unto him. In the meantime his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him meat to eat? Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him who sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, There are yet 4 months, then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, Lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white, already to harvest. And he who reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he who soweth and he who reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, One soweth, and another reapeth. I have sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor, the prophets have labored, and ye have entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, who testified, saying, He told me all that I have ever done. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, we have heard for ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Now after 2 days he departed thence, and went into Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. Then when he had come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things which he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went unto the feast. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman said unto him, Sir, come down before my child die. Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word which Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down to his house, his servants met him and spake, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to mend, and they said unto him, Yesterday at the 7th hour the fever left him. So the father knew that his son was healed in the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth. And himself believed in his whole house, this being the second miracle which Jesus had done when he had come out of Judea into Galilee.